trouble. The official count is 110, but more than 160 people are still missing. CBS's Nydia Cavazos is in Kerr County.
The number significantly went up, and this is because multiple agencies are working together to provide this information. And with this number, it's also including, you know, people who were not necessarily part of a camp. They weren't registered or checked in at any hotel.
There are questions about preparedness after the National Weather Service warned of a potential catastrophe. Governor Greg Abbott.
The state was aware that there was a possible serious flooding event days in advance, and we pre-positioned assets and resources and personnel.
I'm Michael Wallace. Just 2 days before the flood, Texas inspectors approved the emergency plan of Camp Mystic, the all-girls Christian summer camp where more than two dozen campers and counselors died. Newly released records show the camp met state regulations for disaster procedures, including evacuation plans. The camp did not evacuate ahead of the flood. Texas Senator Ted Cruz.
When the next flood occurs, how do we make sure that you don't have 7 and 8 year old little girls in cabins right by the river's edge as the floodwaters are rising?
Five campers and counselors from Camp Mystic are still missing. A man and two children were swept away by floodwaters triggered by monsoon rains in a mountain village in southern New Mexico. Ruidoso spokeswoman Carrie Gladden.
I don't think it was a shock because I think we were prepared. But, you know, you certainly don't want to see it happen on this scale.
The Ruidoso River rose almost 20 feet in half an hour. The force of the flooding so intense it swept an entire house downstream. The Supreme Court has given the all clear for the Trump administration to resume mass layoffs. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe is at the White House.
They lifted a block against the Trump administration's plan to lay off potentially hundreds of thousands of employees across 19 agencies, including the Agriculture Department, the Social Security Administration, and the CDC. Now, importantly, the ruling doesn't mean anyone at those agencies is on the verge of losing their job immediately.
A first at the Vatican, Pope Leo has celebrated a green mass using a new set of prayers imploring care for God's creation. Here are a few more reasons to put your phone down before you call it a day. CBS's Michael George.
Research published in the journal Brain Medicine found artificial light exposure at night negatively impacts not only our sleep quality, but also the immune system, metabolism, and even our mood.
Dow futures up 81. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best, the only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, better taste, better nutrition, better egg.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-209-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A major way east and west is shut down in Kenosha County. A road project is now underway on Highway C as crews start grinding down and resurfacing the road between Highways 45 and 83. A detour is in place with traffic routed onto Highways 83, 50, and 45 for several weeks. Law enforcement from Racine, Kenosha, and across the state will descend on Waukesha County Friday. Preparations are underway for the funeral of Milwaukee Police Officer Kendall Corder, who was killed in an ambush on June 26th. Visitation and funeral services will be held at Elmbrook Church in Brookfield, followed by a 10-mile processional to the Wisconsin Memorial Park. Officer Corder will be laid to rest in a private ceremony. Officials expect a significant turnout with more than 1,000 expected. A new use could be coming to an almost century-old downtown Kenosha landmark. The Plan Commission will consider tomorrow a plan to transform the Alford Building into a grocery store and community hub. The proposed $7 million project by Public Food Markets, Inc. would include a grocery area, food court, offices, and extensive renovations to bring the building up to code. If approved, the project would restore that historic Art Deco structure. If you're impacted by that Walgreens closing, your drugs are going to Douglas Avenue. Walgreens confirmed it will close its North Memorial Drive store in Racine August 5th. They'll be automatically transferring prescriptions to their Douglas Avenue pharmacy. The company is closing about 1,200 stores nationwide to streamline its business. People are being notified by mail and offered 90 days of free prescription delivery. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Soak up the sun and turn up the fun at the Lanes on 20. Kids bowl for free through Labor Day. Stop in, sign up, and bring the whole family for a summer packed with strikes, spares, and smiles.
Yes!
Pair it with some solid wings, burgers, and barbecue from Racine's Best Kept Secret, Angry Brothers Pub. And don't miss unbeatable food and tasty beverage specials during Brewers broadcasts, the Racine Raiders Roundup, and game day gatherings. Come for the bowling, stay for the party at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
A win for the Miz and McGill. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Dodgers wrap up their series this afternoon in Milwaukee. Last night, the Miz, rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski, followed by Jared Koenig, Abner Uribe, and closer Trevor McGill, held the struggling Dodgers to just one run in a 3-1 win over LA last night. It was enough to leave the Dodgers' Clayton Kershaw at a loss for words.
I mean, the three guys that came out of the pen for them, plus him, I mean, I don't think we saw a fastball under 98 today as a team. I mean, this was just a tough game.
The Dodgers have now lost five in a row. The Brewers' Mizorowski gave up a solo home run to LA's leadoff batter, Shohei Ohtani, then proceeded to strike out 12 Dodger batters over six innings to beat the three-time Cy Young winner, Clayton Kershaw. I spoke to the Miz after the game.
You know, I saw something online that he didn't know who I was, so I hope that he knows me now, you know. It's kind of cool.
As Brewers pitcher Jacob Mizorowski with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to 78 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 78. We do have a chance of scattered thunderstorms on Friday with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
I am so sick of watching these reality shows on television. It's unbelievable. Is it okay? Show. Sports is a reality show. I'm watching the Olympics. All right, they have completely turned the Olympics into a reality program. Before every competition, they always profile one of the athletes. Have you noticed every Olympic athlete has had the most miserable, tragic life? It is unbelievable. No, I'm watching the swimming in Australia. A couple of years ago, I felt like such a loser. In lane four is Svetlana Mishakova. She's swimming with two broken legs she got as she was pushing her parents out of a moving train as they were escaping persecution. In lane six is Lana Lalajeva. This is her first competition since climbing Mount Everest and falling. In lane nine is Michelle Navarro. She's dead. She died last Friday. She's floating in lane nine, and she's the favorite in this category.
All right, let's see what's going on in downtown. There's always something going on. The Christmas tree is going up. Wait, that's in December.
Whoa, slow down.
Well, Christmas in where did Christmas in July start? How did that begin?
Well, it's halfway there.
I know, but everything is Christmas. We have neighbors who hang Christmas lights up and put the wreath out and everything. Yeah, they do it for Christmas in July.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, all right, Kelly Cruz is here. She's executive director of the Downtown Racine Corporation. Her job is to make sure she packs downtown with people, to make sure there are events to bring you to downtown. The other day, I'm talking to someone. We're talking about Regency Mall, how it was demolished and everything. The original plan of Elmwood Plaza was to, and we did a three-part special on Elmwood Plaza, the history of it dating back to when they began. Elmwood Plaza said, forget downtown, come to Elmwood Plaza. Then the mall said, hey, forget Elmwood Plaza, come to the mall. Well, the mall's gone. Elmwood Plaza's there, but it wasn't what it used to be. But downtown is so vibrant. I mean, it's like, you know, you can't stop it.
I'm just so proud of the downtown businesses that have endured so much over the, talk about going through major construction, going through COVID shutdowns, going through people's shopping habits completely flipped upside down. And yet we're still standing. What's that song?
And what's the clothing store It's on the west side of the street. They always have a great picture window.
Dimples.
Dimples.
Yes. Clothing, gifts, jewelry. Amazing, like, silver jewelry collection there, too. It is, like, named the best store probably year after year for Best of Racine. She does buying trips, like, out of the country probably 5 times a year. So these are all things that you can't get on Amazon, literally. Like, these are really unique finds. But, yeah, their clothing is awesome. I have so much. I'm almost always wearing something from there.
I love to watch their picture window.
Yeah.
I pass it by in the morning and when I come home again in the morning. And they always do a great job. Now, they won an award. You did picture window awards at one time, remember?
Oh, yeah. So every year we do a holiday window decorating competition.
Decorating, okay.
So, yeah, they just, I know, and it's such a beautiful window space, and they do it just right. And it's seasonal, and it makes you want to go into the store, which is, it's working, apparently.
Yeah, that's what you want. That's the whole idea. Yeah. And you don't see those window decorations anymore. When I was a kid, we used to stroll Fifth Avenue, this is in New York City, and look at the living windows of Lord & Taylor department store. They spent all year putting together these living windows, and there were Christmas scenes of things moving. The lines going around the block just to see the windows of these stores at Christmas time. Yeah. And that's an art that's, I guess, except for downtown, it's not there anymore.
There are some other stores that do a really nice window display. Art Metal Studio, Plum Gold, Plum Silver. I mean, there are really some wonderful ones. But yeah, during the holidays, I'll be back when we'll talk holidays, but let's talk summertime.
All right, let's talk summertime. Haymarket Square. Now, people say, well, Haymarket, what's Haymarket Square?
Yeah.
It's Monument Square.
Well, yes, but originally it was always called Haymarket, and so it was only fitting that we name it Haymarket, obviously, because it's a market, and it's on Monument Square, which used to be called Haymarket.
And I have a photograph of the hay wagons that used to park there and sold their hay at Haymarket Square.
Yeah, this event has really exploded this year. It's the first time we have had a night market in the past where we were partnering with another group. But now we run it all on our own, and we really just changed some things up. We got a better variety of vendors, live music, beer garden. I mean, this square is so packed. It's over 50 vendors, and you're probably like, how can you even fit that many? So you will not be bored when you're down there. There is, you know, all of your favorites, you know, jams, honeys, homemade canned goods. But then there's also food trucks and, like, lemonade stands that they do an amazing job. It is just a really cool atmosphere. It is very vibrant. It's, like, buzzing. We have Mark Pathraff is playing this year, so it's always, like, cool acoustic music in the background. It just kind of fits the vibe. So it's a nice night market to do, yeah. Stock up while you can.
And also tons of chairs. We really got that thing set out so you can relax.
Finally, yeah. It took us a couple of years. It used to just be, like, this blank slate. I'm like, this does not feel, like, unless Party on the Pavement was happening, it just always felt so big and open and nowhere to sit. So now we've got permanent tables, umbrellas, too, for the heat. And so, yeah, it's nice.
And before, when I first came here to Racine, it was a big reflecting pool there with a grassy area.
Yeah.
It wasn't like it is today where you can just sit around. But the monument is still there. We didn't get rid of the monument.
The cannons are still there. What is what's that bird that's always on top of the soldier's head? There's always a pigeon on top.
Pigeon?
Always. If you look up when you drive by Monument Square, look at top of the soldier's head, and you will see a bird up there.
Oh,
it perches all day long.
You know, the building, which is just north of Haymarket Square, Monument Square, there's a building there. They just
white
redid.
Building, yeah.
Yeah. There's always seagulls sitting up there.
Yes.
And my wife calls them the commission. And they're looking down to make sure everything's as it should be. The commission is watching.
Yeah. I can't wait for that building to get reimagined again. That actually is called the Haymarket Building.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. Okay. But if you look just behind that on Wisconsin there in Fifth, they're actually tearing down the old YWCA right now. They just started the demolition. Well, it had to happen. They have tried so many times to make it work and to save it. And there's just no saving it. So, Hotel Verdant, the Dominion properties, they're the ones that have that property, and they're going to do amazing things with it. They're putting in over $10 million into this redevelopment of that whole area.
Oh,
so
good.
We have a lot coming for that, which is really great.
Okay, now the Haymarket Square is not just on July 10th. It's several times.
Yeah, it's every other week.
Yeah.
So, this is our third one, and we have seven total. So if try to, you know, make it there. And I'm serious, stock up while you can, because we know it comes in the fall and everyone's going to be like, oh, I'm out of that jam I liked or that honey that I wanted.
Okay, a couple of things happening on July 11th. Blues, Brews, and Barbecue, First Fridays, and also Salmonorama.
Yeah, so much is happening on downtown this Friday. So number one, we have our First Fridays. The theme is Blues, Brews, and Barbecue. So we have the Ivy Ford Band that will be there. They are an amazing, internationally known blues band. She's a wonderful singer. We have free brew samples throughout downtown, so you can check out our social media page and our website for the map of every place where you can get free brew samples. And, of course, we're highlighting barbecue. So we have about four or five barbecue food trucks on Monument Square. And then, of course, like Reef Point Brew House will be featuring barbecue on their menu, as they always do, but doing some fun things. Plus, during First Fridays, we have something called the Creative Crawl, which is sort of this sub-theme for families and art lovers, where we've got about 10 businesses that are hosting live demonstrations. They have artists that are right there on site doing literally like live art in front of you. We have a passport system where if you go to all these locations, you get your passport stamped with, and you can win all these different prizes and gift cards just for going to five locations. So again, you can check out our socials for more info on the Creative Crawl. And then, on top of that, on Friday, we're having three ribbon cuttings in downtown Racine.
All right.
Yes.
Three new businesses being born.
Yes.
They sent out the birth announcements. And let's talk about
it. Okay. So we're starting off the day at 4:30 p.m., the ribbon cutting of the new cafe. Yes, it's called The New Cafe.
And that's where the Dewey's used to be.
Yes, right, exactly. Okay. It's on the corner of Main and 6th, and it is a breakfast and lunch place, probably real like an egg-heavy breakfast, kind of Mexican-inspired. So wonderful. Like, the menu is just to die for.
When you sent me the note and said New Cafe, I said, I know it's a new cafe. What's the name of it?
Oh, my gosh. When I posted on social media, it was sort of like that who's on first, because there was about 50 comments and everyone was saying, but what's the name? And everyone's saying New Cafe. They're like, but what's the name? And it was 50 comments of people that didn't see the previous comments. And I'm like,
it was like who's on first.
It really was. I'm thinking, oh, my gosh. So, yeah. So 4:30, we'll be doing the New Cafe. At 5 o'clock, we are doing the ribbon cutting of Mahoffer's on Main. That is on the 200 block of Main, right next to Uncorked. And that used to be called Marcy's on Main, but these are completely new owners. They've really completely renovated the space. They're a completely different vibe. A young couple owns it, and they've really put their heart and soul into this business. They moved from Illinois to here just to open this. So talk about just a really cool entrepreneurial. I love families that are entrepreneurial spirit like that. And then at 5:30, we go down to 6th Street at 509 6th Street, and we are doing the ribbon cutting of Tulip Tavern. And that's basically right across the street from Indian Motorcycle and the Nash. And they even have skee ball in this. You remember the old skee ball?
Now, let me tell you something about skee ball. When I was growing up, we had a boardwalk where I lived in Queens. And they had skee ball there. It was 10 cents. And they even had it at the county fairs. But the Racine County Fairs got it, too. And I would go, my mother would give me a handful of dimes, and I'd spend all day playing skee ball.
I love it.
Became a pretty, even at the county fair here in Racine in Union Grove, I can hit that 51 by 14. Once I get in the rhythm, I can get it over and over
really?
And over.
Really? Yeah, that's the money spot.
I mean, that ticket machine says burning tickets coming out, smoke is coming out.
Everybody loves skee ball. It doesn't matter how old or young you are. It's something about, about it. So they have a really old school skee ball machine in there. Again, a young couple that owns that has put their heart and soul into opening this business. I mean, this is what I love about downtowns and entrepreneurs. We forget about how much goes into opening a business and how much blood, sweat, and tears goes into it.
Anxiety.
They're putting their whole life savings into making improvements and buying these buildings and working at them, as well as it's amazing. And I just love that. The spirit of that is still remains in downtowns, because we're so used to franchises that we forgot about, hey, what about us, the spirit of owning your own business.
Now, where's the skee ball machine again?
509 6th Street. That is right across the street from Indian Motorcycle.
And the, oh, okay, yeah, all right.
Tulip Tavern. it's a really beautiful facade. If you drive by, you'll say, oh, wow, that looks so different than it used to.
I'm going to bankrupt them when I play because all the tickets are going to come out and I'm going to be cashing them in.
There you go.
Yeah. They say, hey, who's this ringer who came in here?
It's so cute. They have these really big, like, upside down tulip lights over the bar.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they've really done a nice job. So we have three ribbon cuttings on Friday, plus leading right into the first Fridays with this really fun theme. And then on top of that, Salmonorama kicks off.
Fish Fest.
So, I mean, be downtown this weekend. I mean, it's going to be
okay, now
so
here's
much.
Something else that's on your list here, because when you put this list together, it wasn't a sure thing. The Racine Concert Band now plays at Festival Park. And this week, they're going to do it every Sunday night through mid-August. And we were under the tent the other day, the beer tent, which is where the skating rink used to be. And this Sunday, I believe they're going to be indoors. They're testing at each venue. They're going to be indoors at Festival Hall. And then for the rest of the summer, they're going to be on the grass at Festival Park.
Yeah.
So it should be good. That's the Racine Concert Band every Sunday night at 7 o'clock. It's free. There's no charge. And just come on down, park your car, and bring a chair with you, and you're all set.
Yeah, the parking is free on Sundays, too.
So. Yeah. They have no meters anymore. They took them off.
Down by Festival Park?
Yeah. They took the meters off.
Oh, is it pay by phone now on the regular day?
I think so. There's no meters.
Yeah, so then you have to use the app.
What if you don't have an app?
You're going to get a ticket.
Actually, I was speaking to somebody in the city government, and they said eventually they're going to put a one of those...
Pay by license plate.
Yeah, you put your whatever parking space you're in, you put the money in the thing.
And that will be a nice improvement because then you also... it will. Say you wanted to go to three different stores downtown, it follows your plate, not your spot. So you can keep reparking if you needed to.
Yeah, I'm not going to give the city my credit card. who knows what's going to happen?
But I don't know the timeline on that, so we'll see.
Yeah, but you're right. It's free parking for a lot of times during the, what is it, after a certain hour?
Obviously every Sunday it's free, and then after 6 p.m.
That's what we need. Okay, good. What's next on our list? I lost track here.
Okay, so then we're going to continue the momentum on Saturday in downtown Racine. We have Saturday Sounds on the Square. The band will be featuring our very own Eddie Munez, who's a wonderful keyboardist, and he's putting together some all-stars for this. But Saturday Sounds on the Square is basically just this really laid-back Saturday on Monument Square. We've got all these different vendors out there. We've got a couple food trucks. We always have a great band. And, it's just sort of like sit back, relax, and chill and enjoy the summertime. So Saturday Sounds, and then, of course, Salmonorama continues. So when you're downtown, make the stop at both.
Okay, so Saturday Sounds every Saturday at Haymarket Square.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've also got the every other Saturday is
Haymarket.
The Haymarket.
Yes.
In August. Now, Scoop the Loop. I had never heard of that phrase before. Jim and Carol, who are Racine historians, came in. And they were talking about Scooping the Loop. They actually did a program on it at
Golden Rondel.
Yeah, Scooping the Loop. And I never heard of that phrase before. And what it is, you start at one end of Main Street. You go all the way down, and then you make a left turn. You go down one of the other streets. And
Pershing, right?
Whatever, yeah.
And then Pershing, and then back around to the Monument Square area.
And then you just keep on cruising around and around
showing
with your
off
car.
Your car and your lady.
Yeah, and it's called Scooping the Loop. And I never heard of that phrase before, but obviously you got to scoop the loop first. Friday's coming up.
Yes, this is such a fun theme. So, of course, it's basically a throwback to 50s and 60s. We have a wonderful vintage car show that'll be happening down there with about 50 different cars. We have All the King's Men, which you know is an Elvis tribute band playing on Monument Square.
Yeah,
they're always super fun. And then downtown, throughout downtown, where there'll be, all sorts of throwbacks, which is just, I don't know. I think it's so fun when grandparents bring their kids down there and, or parents and just say, back to the good old days.
Yeah, Dave, I'm the one saying that now. Back in the good old days, we used to have a phone. We had to stick your finger in the dial.
Yes. I even had that.
Used to have this thing called a record. You put this needle on it.
Yeah, I always think of like Grease, with the pink jackets and the skirts and the black leather jackets on the guys.
The poodle skirts.
Yep, the poodle skirts. And then what were the name of the pink girls in the movie Grease?
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Someone's going to have to call in and...
I once interviewed Dee Dee, what's her name? She was one of the lead pink girls. She was the one with the...
Panthers, maybe?
No. She was... Anyway, I interviewed her. I got her in a bad mood, though. She was up at the radio station, not this one, another one I worked at, and we were interviewing her of some event she was tied in. So I'm talking about Greece, and she's probably sick of talking about it.
Mm.
And she was the one with the... she ran the beauty shop.
Yes, the red hair with the curls.
I forget what her name was.
Short, curly red hair.
Yeah, she didn't want to do the interview. She was not in a good mood that day, and every answer was one word. And But we got to interview her anyway. Okay, so, and going through the month of August, every Saturday you have Saturday Sounds, and Music on the Monument is on
Fridays.
And then you've got every other week the Haymarket Market.
Yeah, so we are just pumping it out.
All right. And that's every week.
But also what's really cool on August 2nd is the Root River Festival.
Oh, yeah, right here. I missed it. Yeah.
So this will be the second year of this event. And it takes place throughout downtown, obviously, along the river. And there's everything from a 5K to fireworks at the end of the night to the cardboard boat races at the Harbor Light Yacht Club to free sailing lessons at the Racine Yacht Club.
Doesn't cardboard sink when it gets wet?
Yeah, so it says... If you haven't seen this yet, you are missing out. This is like a Racine tradition. But everyone has to arrive that morning, and they get so many hours, and all they can use is cardboard and duct tape. And new this year is a kids' division. And they have to be able to get across the river with two people in their boat.
Oh, you have to get in it?
You have to get in it, float it, and paddle it across the river in cardboard and duct tape, and then... there's obviously like first responders that are literally sitting in the river because a lot of the boats don't make it, but there's always a couple that do. So it's hilarious.
My goodness.
If you're looking to
sink that thing in 2 seconds.
And you can actually kind of watch it from over that State Street Bridge if you look over.
Okay. Yeah, so that sounds fun. When I lived in Atlanta, we had something Choochee River. I forget what it was. Anyway, they had anything you can float, but it couldn't be a real boat. It had to be like a bathtub or something like that. And these people would set out, and immediately within seconds, half of them would sink into the Chattahoochee River. And it would sink. This is where they filmed the movie Deliverance. And everybody was trying to float something. And they had people with cardboard boats, and immediately right down.
Well, these people make it work. I don't know if...
I gotta watch it.
You really have to.
What date is that again?
So Saturday, August 2nd, it's part of the Root River Fest, which is basically just a festival throughout downtown that will include, you know, like I said, 5K events, free sailing lessons, their cardboard boat race, live music throughout, just a lot. Oh, the Venetian Nights will end the night with the Venetian Nights, the boat parade.
I have photos on my phone of the one I went to. It's just beautiful with the lights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they bring so that whole day you can just basically walk around the river area. So all of the yacht clubs are involved, and of course, like the Chart Room, Bridge Tender, Festival Park, Reef Point Brew House.
How are those new restaurants doing? The ones that opened up there, right?
Chart
on the
Room
river?
And Bridge Tender. Yeah, they're both doing great. So, and like in the summertime, it's back to when it used to be, where like that center area. I don't know if you remember, maybe about 20 years ago, it used to be called like Livingston's and the Chart Room. So Livingston's was where Bridge Tender Tavern was. But at night, you know, you could walk between the two restaurants, and there was just like this really cool vibe and live music. And it's back to having that again. So
I like when people just pull up their boats and park it and go
and
have
then
dinner.
They park the boats. It's just a really, and it's a beautiful scene, beautiful sunsets.
Yeah. Nice clean water, too.
Bridge Tender has really great homemade pizza. So if you like a good homemade pizza, something different than your typical, you know, Durango's and Ficino's, which, of course, we have wonderful pizza throughout Racine, but they have a really, really good homemade pizza there.
One quick review. Three new businesses opening up. Ribbon cutting coming up on...
This Friday at 4:30 at the New Cafe, 5 o'clock at Mahoffer's on Main, and 5:30 at Tulip Tavern.
All right. Three new babies being born.
Yes, and we've got about 6 to 8 that are on... Getting close to that finish line, so it's really exciting.
That takes us through August. Coming in, when you come in next time, we'll talk about the fall. I hate to talk about the fall because then it means summer's over, and I feel bad.
Yeah, let's not talk about the fall right now.
All right. We got so much going on. Don't forget, every single Saturday, it's Saturday Sounds.
Yes.
Every other week, it's the Haymarket Market.
Exactly.
Haymarket Market. And
every Friday, there's always going to be live music, whether it's Music on the Monument or First Friday. So Basically every Friday, Saturday, if you come downtown in the afternoons from about 4 to 8, you'll always find something to do.
And keep in mind, everything we talked about is online. This is where I got the schedule from. Just go to the Downtown Racine Corporation, Downtown Racine, just Google it and go to schedule, and you'll see everything we talked about in further detail, I might add.
Absolutely.
So, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always fun.
Kelly Cruz, Executive Director of the Downtown Racine Corporation. Something's always going on downtown. Hey, it's 729. Here's an important announcement.
Recently, WRJN was advised by an attorney for the estate of Paul and Lynn Harvey that the rest of the story broadcast we've been airing were provided by a party that did not have the rights to issue us authority to air the program. We're working with the family's attorney now to return the rest of the story to WRJN, but until we can work those terms out, we're honoring the family's request to discontinue airing the rest of the story at this time. Again, we apologize. We know you look forward to hearing it every day at this time. But for now, we're going to follow the rules and work with the family in order to make sure our licensing and our ability to air Paul Harvey and the rest of the story is within all the legal limits.
It's 7:30 on the Noggin. Let's check our morning news. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A shooting in the parking lot of Six Flags Great America Monday night is under investigation. The Lake County Sheriff's Office says there were no injuries. Law enforcement reports they did find evidence of gunfire after a reported argument. A one-time home to a JCPenney's and a Barden's may soon be full of fresh stuff. The historic Alford Building in downtown Kenosha has not been used in almost 30 years. The operators of one of the public food markets in Kenosha wants to transform the Art Deco landmark into a full-service grocery store, food court, office space, and storage area. The project would include major interior and exterior renovations, restoring the building's historic facade. The Kenosha Plan Commission will hear about that plan tomorrow and give feedback. Racine gave us Frederick March, Kenosha home to Orson Welles. Now more future filmmakers could get going in Wisconsin. Joanne Krulatz has more.
The governor's newest budget will include $5 million a year to go towards a state film office and creating film and TV production tax credits. Action Wisconsin founder Katie Heil says Wisconsin was missing out on plenty of opportunities because it didn't have a film office or tax incentives. Heil says having the credits will also help attract and retain the type of talent that usually had to leave the state in order to pursue a career in film or television. Prior to the governor including it in his budget, Wisconsin was one of just three states that didn't have a film office.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Yesterday, U.S. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins rolled out a brand new initiative involving agriculture as a key component to protecting national security. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. This is something that all of agriculture is paying attention to. Sam Kiefer is the Vice President of Public Policy at the American Farm Bureau Federation. He explains the plan and what it covers as he knows it right now.
Well, it's a seven-part plan for addressing agriculture security, and it includes limiting ownership of American farmland by adversaries of the United States. Also involves enhancing supply chain resilience and safeguarding both plant and animal health. Perhaps most importantly, the Agriculture Secretary has been added to the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States.
Sam Kiefer with the American Farm Bureau Federation. He says another element is that Brooke Rollins has now been added to the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States. They investigate and consider, approve, or disapprove any business in the U.S. that's merging with or being acquired by foreign investors. So definitely powerful when it comes to the food supply chain. Kiefer says we also need to keep things in perspective on this land ownership issue. He said right now only about 3% of all privately held U.S. agricultural land is foreign owned. Markets are next.
In my County Farm Bureau, I'm more than a member. I'm an advocate for local farms and families. Serving on the board has given me a chance to create real change in our community. From organizing volunteer opportunities to promoting agriculture at local events, we connect our neighbors to the farms that feed them. Together, we're building a stronger and well-informed community. Join us and make a difference today.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau. Keeping Wisconsin strong.
All business owners want the same thing, to make their business succeed. At Rural Mutual, they help that happen. As the third largest writer of commercial business in Wisconsin, they take the time to learn your business so they can properly protect you. Call your local agent today or visit ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
On the barrel cheese yesterday, we gained a penny and three quarters to 172 and three quarters. 40-pound block cheese up three quarters of a cent. 169 and a quarter, while AA butter dropped a quarter of a cent to 261 and three quarters per pound. This morning, the August Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up a nickel, 1796. Right now, the corn market is quiet, soybean market quiet, and the wheat market quiet, starting on a Wednesday. Just a quick market snapshot. I'm Farm Director PM Yankee.
Plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to 78 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 78. We do have a chance of scattered thunderstorms on Friday with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
I saw the 99 cent store on the way in here. I almost went in. Because my show's not on right now. I was going to check it out. And then I held out a mile later. 98 cent store. Yeah. Bring it home. By the way, not to be a snob, I just don't know what's in those stores, because I don't know what costs that much. You know what I mean? Because I go, what are their thumbtacks and yarn? What? You know. Meanwhile, it's a full store. Full. Everything. And the only thing I thought was weird was the home pregnancy test. Is this for the girl in the regular pharmacy going, you know, I want to find out if I'm pregnant, but I'm not spending more than a buck to find out. I'll just wait. This will sort of figure itself out.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Oh, now there's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. You're starting to criticize little things I do. It makes me just feel like crying.
Now it's gone, gone, gone.
Baby, baby, I'd get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love, a love, a love you don't find every day. So don't let it slip away.
Brothers, you've lost that love and feeling. I know everybody thinks it's from the movie Top Gun, but no. It was out in the early 60s, way before Tom Cruise was a movie star. It's 640 local news time. Let's hit here at WRJM. Here's a sign of the times for you. A popular wishing well at a Roman bathhouse in England recently switched to contactless payments. So you can't toss coins in the fountain anymore. Cost them about $100,000 a year in donations to do that. The tradition of tossing coins was damaging the bath structure, and the process of retrieving and cleaning the coins wasn't cheap, so that's why they did it. Who is going to use their credit card to throw 25 cents into the fountain? I think it was a big mistake. I don't think anybody's going to charge 25 cents to a coin toss. Neil Diamond, Brother Loves Traveling Salvation Show.
August night and the leaves hanging down and the grass on the ground smelling sweet. Move up the road to the outside of town and the sound of that good gospel beat. Sits a ragged tent. Still, and when you'd almost bet you could hear yourself sweat, he walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on.
Take my hand in yours. Walk with me. This-
this day. In my heart I know I will never stray.
Pack up the babies, grab the old ladies. Neil Diamond, Brother Love's Travel and Salvation Show. 7:45 local news. Tablets, it's WRJN. Sunshine today, a beautiful day. Not too hot either. Highs near 77. Clear tonight, lows 64. Sunny tomorrow, highs near 78. Beautiful weather. 64 and sunny right now right here at Radio Park. So, next time you go get some bread and milk at the grocery store, don't forget the bullets. Vending machines that sell ammunition are now a thing at grocery stores. What state do you think is selling them? You got it. Alabama.
Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married.
Cups, Chapel of Love. I wonder if there's a Chapel of Love in Las Vegas. I mean, they got everything cheesy in Las Vegas. I bet you there's a place called Chapel of Love where they marry people. I got to believe that. If there isn't, I'm going to open one up. 7:48, local news, timeless, it's WRJN. And when you head to Racine's North Beach this summer, be sure and stop at the Beachside Oasis to refresh on a great summer day and listen for Dan Marcus and his Sand and Surf Report, highlighting beach and water reports several times each day between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., brought to you by Anton Painting and Decorating for vibrant color inside and out. So, a group of teenagers in Louisiana called 911. They were camping in the middle of nowhere, and they said Bigfoot was after them. The police said it didn't sound like a prank either. They were legitimately scared. Sounds like a movie plot to me. I think I may make that movie.
Big deal.
Ho, ho, ho.
You heard that right. It's the annual Christmas in July sale at WRJN Big Deals. Today only, you'll save an extra 15% off your entire order. No promo code needed. That's right, an additional 15% off prices on gift certificates for restaurants, retail, and so much more. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and stock up while supplies last. Make your summer a little merrier with WRJN Big Deals.
Are you a full-time caregiver in need of a break? Our Harmony Club provides engaging and affordable respite care programs for seniors with Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, or those facing social isolation. For 6 hours a day, your loved one will enjoy music, movement, and social connections while you get the time to rest and recharge. These dedicated volunteers create a warm, supportive community where seniors thrive. Find joy, friendship, and care at Our Harmony Club, serving Racine, Kenosha, and Walworth counties. Visit ourharmonyclub.org to learn more.
Adventure starts with a sip at Esperanza Coffee Collective, located at the branch in Uptown Racine. Stop by to receive your Esperanza Coffee punch card and explore the local shop's menu of coffee, teas, and agua frescas, and get a free drink after your 10th punch. Drink local, support community, and fuel your day with bold brews and good vibes. Esperanza Coffee Collective, your first stop to flavor and adventure. Come pick up your punch card today at 1501 Washington Avenue in Uptown Racine. Flavor and fun is waiting for you.
When words fall short, let Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha speak for you with stunning floral arrangements. For birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and corporate events, their breathtaking bouquets and elegant designs set the perfect tone. Include indulgent DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle featuring relaxing scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's House. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. Saturdays.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Shannon, so long, baby. It's 7:53. Local news. Timeless. It's WRJN. What do you think about this new dating hack? A woman in Wyoming has resorted to writing her contact information on golf balls and leaving them on the golf course. I don't know if it works or not. We haven't heard if she got a date or not doing that, but, you know. It's something new. Sunny today with a high near 77. Clear tonight, low 64. Sunshine tomorrow with a high near 78. Right now, we've got sunshine at 64 degrees right here at Radio Park with Mungo Jerry in the summertime at WRJN.
In the summertime when the weather is hot. See what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you can turn or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I grab people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. Philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da, yeah we're happy, da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da, da 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 da,
right on, da da
da da da da,
whoosh whoosh whoosh,
settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
Mungo Jerry in the summertime. I think his mother named him Mungo. I don't think so. All right, 75-year-old woman in Pennsylvania named Donna Osborne was supposed to fly to Florida for a vacation, but her flight got delayed multiple times again and again. And while she was at the airport, she decided, I'm going to skip the trip. She went home. It's a good thing she did because she ended up buying a lottery ticket on the way home and won $5 million. So now she's planning a bigger vacation to Alaska. And she recently beat cancer as well, so things are really looking up for her. Good for her. It's 7:57. Local news. Timeless hits at WRJN.
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Oh,
cheap suit on until I'm sure that you've been shown that I can be trusted walking with you alone.
Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs, Little Red Riding Hood. I saw a recent picture of him. He still looks good. I mean, he doesn't look, you know, doesn't wear the turban anymore, but he still looks good. Hey, you got a call from Scott, one of our diehard listeners, Scott. And we want to wish him a very happy birthday today, all right? It's his day today. Anytime it's your birthday, it's your day. It's exactly 8 o'clock. Good morning.
Local news and talk.